Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wednesdays with Whaley. We're back with Doug Whaley. Did you catch that guy's act in the bathroom that was washing out his pants?
I did.
We're not going to talk about it.
Come on, man.
What are we doing?
It gets wild at Steeler
Games. Not just that, dude. The dude taking the picture.
I know.
Both of them.
Do you take a picture of that? Well,
I guess it's just society where everybody has to put everybody on blast.
Why you got to kick a man
when he's down?
Let the dude clean his drawers out in peace.
I'm with you. All right, back to the football field.
Yeah.
A commitment to the run. Mm-hmm. You talked about that, and you kind of, it feels like you're real big on this. How much do you give it, though? Do you go into the game and you say, all right, like, we can't pass block, we can't protect Ben, his pec is jacked up at this mm-hmm. point. It's real simple in football, or at least in principle, to just bulldog somebody and try to go forward. Let's just take the thinking out of it. And if we're going to fail, let's fail that way. I mean, is that where you are with it?
No, well, I think it's, okay, Matt Canada, there were some things you did at Pitt that helped the running game, to help Pitt beat Clemson. Because Pitt's offensive line weren't better than Clemson's defensive line, but he schemed some things up. So take that mindset and apply it here in the NFL. What are the strengths of Cincinnati's defense, especially their defensive line? Are they a penetrating line? Are they a read line? If they're standing at the line of scrimmage and reading, okay, let's do zone. Because in zone blocking, all those offensive linemen have to do is really just get on a guy and let the back pick where the hole appears. If they're a penetrating line, okay, well, let them go upfield and use their positives against them. Use traps, sweeps, pulls, draws, screens. Now, I also have to say there is some culpability on Najee Harris's part. If you see him, he is not putting one foot in the ground and getting upfield. There are some times where you just got to get what's given. And sometimes there's not a lot given, but you get upfield and you make it decisive and you come in with some authority. He is back there tentative. Now, is it because there's always somebody in his face as soon as he gets the ball? I don't know, but this is when the running back coach says, guess what? We're just going to go and slam it.
Well, I saw Le'Veon Bell make a no gain a two a lot of times.
Yeah. True, but that's Le'Veon. This isn't Najee. Najee's different than Le'Veon. And another thing that I think you can throw into that offense is the fullback.
Thank you.
The fullback's an extra offensive lineman, and he can cover up a mistake from an offensive lineman. So if an offensive lineman gets beat, and instead of Najee getting hit in the backfield, that fullback blocks him, and then at least Najee can get to the line of scrimmage before he has to make a decisive move.
It's not his fault, Watt, that he's not playing. I'm sure he wants to play.
Well, that was going
to
be my next question for you, Doug, is you're a personnel guy. You go out and you sign a fullback, and he's getting paid close to $3 million this year, made a little over four last year. Do you walk down to the coach's office at some point and say, Coach, can we do something with this guy besides run him down on teams? Can you maybe find a spot for this guy in the offense? Our OC had an offense when he was in college that used the fullback and used it well.
Well, when you're signing the fullback for millions of dollars, the personnel people aren't going to say, we want to sign this fullback for $3 million. The coaches are coming saying, in my system, I need a fullback. And this fullback also, and the special teams guys coming, if he's going to be a fullback, he needs a special teams player. So point being is the coaches brought him in and wanted him. Now the personnel people said, let's go find the best one to fit what this guy needs.
Right, like the Niners sign their guy,
yeah,
and they use him.
Exactly. But the coaches bring up, personnel men aren't going to try to shove a fullback down a coaching staff's face and say, we're signing this guy because he's the best fullback.
Square peg, round
hole. No, yeah. So that's concerning. whoever said, I need this guy to make my system go, you got to start holding him accountable and say, hey, listen, especially from a cap standpoint.
Well, do you believe the narrative? And Tomlin said this yesterday when Jeff asked him about it, and Matt Canada had said this in the offseason, that there are going to be some games where he is a part of the game plan. And, well, so far he hasn't been, right, in two games. So here we are.
Right.
And how do you decide whether or not, and you kind of talked about this earlier, but how do you decide whether or not the fullback should be part of that game plan? And in any case, isn't what we've seen so far with a lack of blocking a testament that he needs to be part of the game plan?
Absolutely. Long and short of it, yes. Because definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Guess what? What we're doing right now is not working. We have to change. We have to do something different. And I'm not saying throw the playbook out, but there are things in your playbook that I've seen in the game plan that you can use and just use it more often and be committed to that and say, we're not good at these things. And until, as coach says, we need development, but we also need to win games. You can develop by using your strengths to get them better at that and then working on your weaknesses by playing off those strengths, by running those traps, those screens, and then pulling it and doing a rollout and then hitting those flood routes where you have three levels of a deep guy, a middle guy, and a short guy.
It's not even October. It feels like they've played 15 games already. Really.
It really does.
It just because of the ups and downs of two games. It really is nuts. Wednesdays with Whaley. We come back.
Final segment of Wednesdays with Whaley. Doug Whaley joins us for the entire 9 o'clock hour in studio here on the Fan Morning Show. Epic ending presented by Xfinity. Check out the latest at Xfinity.com.
Cookie has flip-flops on, just to be warned.
Oh,
flip-flops, jeans, and a button-up.
What
interesting
is that
look.
Combination?
I think his foot's still jacked up. I think he's got that Lambert turf toe still.
You're going to be walking around in his bare feet again?
You know he's walking around bare feet. Did you see that on the internet, Doug?
I did not, but let me ask you this.
Here we go.
I've been seeing people in the gym with bare feet.
Come on.
Doing legs. What is this?
No, they got to go. They gotta
Thank you.
You can't walk around in bare feet.
No.
They're convinced because they eat keto that they're legit cavemen.
Are they doing yoga?
They don't need shoes.
No, I saw a guy doing deadlifts the other day in socks. And
I've
then
seen the socks maneuver with deadlifts.
And then another person was doing squats with bare feet. I'm like,
You gotta go.
So real quick, fourth down and one at their own 34. 8:36 left in the fourth quarter, down 9. Mike Tomlin does not elect to go for it. Everybody in the building wanted to go for it. The quarterback after the game wanted to go for it. Everybody. What would you have done there?
I would have gone.
Yeah.
I would have gone.
What's
this? I mean, because there is something about momentum in the game. You're at home. You haven't really established something, and you want it to go. There's a difference in trying not to lose and going out and winning a game. You're at home, and you hate to say it, but he has those cliches. The standards. Don't live in your fears.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's put it into fruition.
Right.
Let me see it.
Make it more than just words.
Yes. Put it into real talk. I mean, let's do it.
So what are those decisions like in the headsets when it comes down to that? So, with Mike Tomlin, and then how it compares to other guys around the league from what you've heard? Like, I imagine some places are more communal decisions, maybe?
Yeah, so I think it's collaborative communication. So what you're going to have is he's got to have some head coaches have a guy in the box. And when you start getting in situational football, hey, coach, what are you thinking here? The analytics say if we get this fourth down in plus territory, this is the analytics for going for it, for going against it. Then he's talking to his offensive coordinator. Hey, this third down, if we get fourth down, think of your fourth down play, what you want to call. Special teams coach, what do you think? Is our punter going to – you feel good about him pinning it down? And then, all right, timeout. With the timeout, he's got a timeout coach. Time left. What are we looking timeout-wise? So he's gathering all that information but putting everybody on alert to say, be ready if I choose to go for it, have a call. If I choose to call a timeout, this is what we're going to do. And if special teams – so he's gathering all that information but, again, putting them on alert. But just like anything, the ultimate buck stops with the head coach.
Quarterback sneaks have an over 80% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Is there a chart? Is there a chart? You know, people have the chart what to do on the 2-point conversion, mm-hmm. right? Is there a chart or is there a consultation or do people, how do they figure out what to do? Or is it all by feel in the throes of a game to go for it on fourth down?
There's analytics.
Uh-huh.
And that's obviously set on down and distance, but also position on the field. But you'll get a lot of guys, and I don't blame them. It's the feel. There's got to be a feel. Like you said, if you're going up against Vince Wilfork and you got Kendrick Green, are you going to go fourth and one?
Right.
No. But if you got somebody that's, I don't know, a Tampa 2 defense where you got defensive tackles that are 285, then you're going to be – so that's where those – again, you have to be worried about analytics because you got the feel of the game.
Let's bring it all the way back around to where we started the hour in talking about Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. If you're Ben Roethlisberger and you're hanging out helping the kids do homework and then you're watching the game on Sunday night after you get
ice
home –
icing your peck.
Icing your peck down – and you see John Harbaugh walk out to the hashes and yell to Lamar, Lamar, do you want to go for this? You want to go for it? And you just had a similar situation, and your coach didn't ask you. You just ran. You had to jog off the field because he sent the punt team out. What does Ben make of that?
We don't have a no huddle.
We don't have a quarterback sneak.
We don't have a quarterback sneak. Coach didn't ask me. I couldn't do it. That's his response.
Right.
In my opinion.
That was such a grandstand move by Harbaugh, too. Right, I mean, because he just threw it out there so everybody would say, "Oh, look at him, he's cool." That's
but he, I think, like, he implicitly believes in Lamar Jackson to such an extent, despite Lamar's sloppiness with the football, that he'll give it to him in any situation.
But what does it show the entire football ecosystem and nation? I believe in my guys, and if we're going to lose, I'd rather put it in my MVP quarterback's hands.
It shows them that, but it also advertises that. So everybody – no, and I like that.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those, all right, and it's so Harbaugh-esque. Both of them are like that. Like,
don't forget, we're in the entertainment business.
It's not
sports now. It's entertainment, and that is pure
this
entertainment.
This is the XFL side of Doug coming out. It's the entertainment business.
Absolutely.
So, Joe Burrow, what do the Steelers have to feel? I watched some Bengals tape yesterday, the Bears game, and the left side of their offensive line is just a hot mess. Can the Steelers get enough pressure on him without having to bring extras on Sunday?
Whew. You would think so. Yeah, I believe so, but I think what's going to be a combination of bringing pressure but also disguising the coverage in the back end of it, because the guy hasn't even really played 16 games. Is he supremely talented? Absolutely. Are they doing him any favors? No way. Now, if they are smart, what I would be worried about is if they get smart and start running Joe Mixon, because he is a beast, and that's going to help your offensive line by running him.
All right, question. On-the-spot question for Doug Whaley. 6 years from right now, we're looking at it in retrospect. Joe Mixon or Najee Harris, who's better?
I'd say Najee.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say Najee.
6 years from now, is Nick Chubb still the best running back in the division?
6 years from now? No.
No.
I just like Najee in space better than Mixon. Now, Mixon between the tackles, probably a little better, but more dynamic is Najee.
All right, fair enough. Steelers win this week or no?
Yes.
Okay. It still comes down for me to, like, it's the Bengals. And until they prove – it's like what Cleveland used to be until last year. Until they prove they're not the Bengals,
they're the Bengals. Yep.
And the Bengals haven't made strides personnel-wise like Cleveland. You could see Cleveland getting better and better. Like, ooh, they signed that guy. Ooh, look at Chubb. Ooh, Kareem Hunt. Oh, Landry. Ooh, OBJ. Like, wait a minute. They got the talent now.
And then
the coach came in. Yeah, and the line.
Get your juju memes ready. The Bengals is the Bengals. Doug Whaley, great stuff every Wednesday.
Before we get out of here, Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette reporting just a moment ago that Ben should be okay for Sunday. It's just a matter of him throwing with some pain. So here we go. This is going to be some
our
kind of
savior.
He's crushing him.
I love it. Doug Whaley in studio every Wednesday for the entire 9 o'clock hour. Wednesdays with Whaley. Great stuff, Doug. We'll catch up with you after the Bengals game and look ahead to Lambeau next Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.